This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. One small part of the U.S. intelligence community is being shielded from all the criticism and the reform proposals now heard on Capitol Hill. The State Department's Intelligence Bureau came out virtually unscathed from the debate over faulty pre-war intelligence on Iraq. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When Secretary of State Colin Powell went to Capitol Hill yesterday to weigh in on intelligence reform, he heard plenty of praise for his intelligence advisors at the State Department, including from Democrat Carl Levin.
And by the way, I want to compliment you, Secretary, on the INR, because one of the kudos given out by the 9/11 Commission was to that INR.
The INR, or the Bureau of Intelligence and Research, also won kudos from the Senate Intelligence Committee for raising doubts about the existence of Iraqi weapons of mass destruction at a time when CIA Director George Tenet argued it was a slam-dunk case. Carl Ford, who ran INR until last year, says the 300 experts on his team have a reputation for questioning conventional wisdom.
Contrarian, or as I sometimes refer to INR, is the curmudgeons of the intelligence community. It's important for there to be competitive analysis.
This was especially important as Secretary Powell prepared to make his case to the United Nations Security Council on Iraq's weapons programs, a case that has since fallen apart. While Powell did not take any of his own intelligence experts to the CIA when he was going over the evidence he'd use in his speech, he did listen to some of their concerns. Ford said his team raised doubts that Iraq was reconstituting its nuclear program.
We obviously kick ourselves now because I think INR should have yelled even louder. We should have been more insistent, but I'll take the blame for that. But the fact was that the analysts who were focused on the nuclear weapons program got it more right than others, but they, I think, themselves would agree that they weren't saying definitively that Saddam wasn't working on a nuclear weapons program, simply that they didn't see it.
Powell told the Senate committee yesterday he did tailor his speech at the UN to include some of the questions INR raised about Iraq's alleged nuclear program, but he went along with the conventional wisdom on other weapons of mass destruction.
We all believe that there were stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons. INR also agreed with that. We could question the size of stockpiles, but we all believe there were stockpiles. It turned out that we have not found any stockpiles. I think it's unlikely that we will.
Despite his admission that key parts of his UN speech turned out to be badly sourced, Powell says he's well served by his intelligence analysts. He seemed pleased that INR would be untouched by the president's proposals to reshape the intelligence community and by other proposals that are before Congress. Phyllis Oakley, another former director of INR, says she feels like a proud parent.
I always like to say that we punch above our weight. We're very small. We've gotten smaller over the years while the other agencies have been growing. But our smallness or our, you know, lack of huge size is a great, great asset for us.
Less bureaucracy and more access to policymakers, she says, has made INR a popular assignment not only for intelligence experts, but also regional experts, especially foreign service officers.
It gives something called ground testing. In other words, people who've actually been in that country, whether it's in Beijing or Seoul or Islamabad, come back and work in INR, and they bring a very particular perspective.
Asked whether INR analysts were the contrarians of the intelligence community during her tenure, Oakley answered with an emphatic yes. In 1998, as the Clinton administration considered striking suspected al-Qaeda sites, her office warned against an air raid on a pharmaceutical plant in Sudan. It was advice President Clinton ended up ignoring. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.